live at ATIA 2011. This is Michael Off, and caught up with a company calling themselves Bones. Mm-hmm. They're the makers of the Milestone 312. This is one product that we've heard a little bit about, but now we're going to actually get to hear it in action, and we're going to go through the menus and actually show you what this thing does. Daniel's here. We're going to demo it for you.
All right. Hello, my name's Daniel. So I have here a Milestone 312, which is essentially a book reader. But it also does a few other things. So let me take you through some of the things that it can do.
It has five buttons, very small.
Very light.
Very light.
Yeah. It's credit card size.
Yes, yeah, like a credit, a little thicker than a credit card.
Yeah. So here there's a sixth button at the top of the device, which is the selector button. And with this you go through the different functions that it has. So it has an alarm, it has a clock.
Yep.
It has a radio. Let me just make it a little bit louder. Okay.
There you go.
Speak out is a feature that lets you label and then read RFID tags. So
very good.
It's a little tags that can come in different shapes and forms. Some of them are, for instance, machine washable, so you can put them in your clothing. Some of them are like little stickers, so you can put it on boxes. And then with this device, you can label them and also recognize them again. All right.
Agenda
is an electronic agenda.
January. Right?
So you can set or manage your calendar.
Audio.
Audio is basically the list, the music function. So I'm just it's an very good MP3 player. And books is the book function. So you can read books.
And what types of formatted books does it support?
Several formats available: DAISY, NLS, Audible, Bookshare. Basically all the popular book formats.
What about EPUB or?
EPUB will be in the next release.
Okay, very good.
You get that for free. And RFBND is still missing, but we're working on that.
Okay.
So. This is now.
This is a book we already started. What it did is you heard some clicks as it extracts the book. So you can ask. Does it? You can just copy the zip files of the book there?
Yeah, this is.
Entire family.
What you're listening to is an NLS book.
That's
and what you heard was the decrypting of the book, the clicking
sounds.
Because you need because of the copyright protection mechanism.
Can you adjust the speed of that? A lot of
Absolutely.
Folks like to speed up their books.
Which I remembered fondly,
so I'm going to make it as fast as possible.
Mostly because Georgetown had taken a chance on me. The patrolman was visibly shaken. No surprise there. Metro didn't call me in special at 11 o'clock.
And you can go back to a more normal speed.
Flashed my badge at a patrolman seemingly guarding an oak tree. Then I ducked under
and
the
it's
bright
all with the five buttons
the
that you have on the front.
Beautiful house. The three-story.
Okay. Now, the Milestone 312 also allows you to connect other devices to it. And we have two of those add-ons. One is a color identifier called Fame. It's even on the color reading module. I'm going to just give it to you.
Oh, very... Wow. Trying to think what to compare this to for our audience to visualize it.
You just snap it on top.
Oh, you snap it right on the top.
On
Very
the top.
Nice.
Okay. Then you have to wait until it says Fame. Okay. Then it's in color reading mode. I'm going to read the color of your sweater.
Dark gray khaki.
Dark gray khaki. Well, there you go. How cool is that, folks?
So
that's cool.
Let's try my shirt.
Does that come with it? Is that a...
Light gray.
Light gray.
Yeah, it's actually a white shirt, but because it's never quite white.
You can't get any of those devices to say white. Yeah. That is correct.
The color reading module is extra.
Okay.
It's an add-on. And the other thing that we have is you can add on a barcode scanner. So also here on the table, I'm just going to give it to you. This is the scanner.
Okay.
Okay, that is via the USB cable that I just connect to the Milestone 312.
Right, little.
Okay, wood scan. That's our color, our scanning function. Now the scanner has started to operate. Let me put this back on the table. I'll give you something to
read
scan.
Read a barcode here. Yeah, we'll see what it.
Try to scan this.
M&M's plain king size.
I don't guess I get to keep these, huh?
M&M's
king size, folks. Exactly. 14 ounces. That's all we need. But it sure did read it, didn't it?
You need this. You need this, of course.
Oh, yeah. This is a little healthier.
Great beef.
jerky, original.
Yes.
Original beef jerky.
Original beef jerky. Yeah, buddy.
So
that's cool. Does it give any more information beyond that?
Depends on what you have on the database. Right now we have information for 1 million barcodes. And, you know, you can also record things. If something's not fine or if you don't like the information on there, you can expand it.
Right, so you could add cooking instructions to something. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And how many codes are in the database?
1 million.
1 million right now? Okay.
Okay. And this we update regularly, so we pull it together from different sources, and then you can download it from through our website, or, you know, we send you an update.
Okay, so now I believe you said the main unit's $449, is that
exactly,
correct?
Yeah.
And then how much are these two add-ons, the barcode and the color identifier?
The color identifier is $250.
Okay.
Okay, and the barcode scanner is the scanner plus the software, meaning the database, altogether is $990.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we got all the features here of this. It's a cool product. What is your website? How do people get a hold of you if they wish to purchase the milestone?
www.bones.ch. And bones like the popular TV show, or, you know, just bones.
Just bones, like the bones in your body. bones.ch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very cool. There you go, folks. You've heard about it. Now we got to see it in action there. That does have an earphone jack, right? If you want to hook it up to a better quality.
At the bottom of the device.
Right. Yeah. You can hook it into some better speakers or something.
Maybe just one more thing. The battery life is 15 to 20 hours, I mean, on one charge. And
very good.
Gets recharged to the USB port. So very simple to use.
Does it have any ability to record audio?
It does. There's a recording function. When you're in audio mode.
Agenda. Audio.
Okay.
So now I'm going to press the record button. It's going to make click, and then, Michael, you can record something.
Okay. There you go. Live it is the Serotalk.com blog and podcast.
So now we're going to listen to it.
There you go. Live it is the Serotalk.com blog and podcast.
Okay.
Okay, what formats?
It's MP3.
MP3, okay.
It creates always little MP3 files, so you can move those, or you can, you know, also move them to a computer, just another one, you know, a second recording. So it's very simple to use.
That would be a great device for taking notes in a classroom or something, because this device is so small that's one of the big powers of it. Well, I think we've got everything there now. So check it out, folks, at bones.ch. It's the Milestone 312. And you said there will be some free upgrades to the firmware?
Absolutely, yeah. We do an upgrade every 3 to 4 months, and then, you know, we send it to the people who have registered with us. They get it, or you can go to our website and download it from there.
Oh, very good. Well, there you go. Check it out, folks. Live at ATIA 2011. It's Michael Off for Serotalk.